You're listening to Local Not Global, part of the Redshift Community Podcast Network. This podcast shares news, advice, recipes and insights from independent traders and food producers from Nantwich and surrounding areas of Cheshire. I am Liz Parkin and Local Not Global is brought to you by In Nantwich, the small town with a big buzz. Follow In Nantwich on social media to keep up to date with what is going on in our floral market town. So now I'm talking to Corinne Taylor from Inside Paradise on Oak Market, the beautiful blue shop, and lots of gifts, lots of jewellery and all sorts of things for your home and for presents and friends. Corinne, lovely to talk to you. How are you doing?
Hi Liz, nice to speak to you. We're okay. We are surviving and we're adapting with this new change of way of life that we're working in.
Lots of people adapting, being very resilient, showing great flexibility. I've had some really interesting conversations with traders and it's really positive and lovely and heartwarming to hear. Tell us a bit about Inside Paradise. Where did the idea come from? How long have you been there?
Well, we've been in Nantwich the last 12, 13 years, but we actually started the business in Shavington in 2002. So it's a very established business. Uh-huh. We started off with furniture initially. And when we opened a second shop in Nantwich, and at that point we started to introduce more gifts. The Shavington shop did get closed. We felt that that was the right way to take the business and really enjoy the gift side and, you know, just started finding that something extra special for somebody.
Yeah.
That's the way it's progressed.
Uh-huh. And it's a very family-run business. You've got your daughter and you had your mum till recently who's retired just before lockdown.
Yeah. Yes, we're all on board. I've been brought up with retail all my life. My mother and her mother were all in retail.
Ah.
So I always said that I was never going to do it, and here I am. But if you don't love doing something, you can't do it. So yeah. I do thoroughly enjoy it, and I enjoy the challenge. Yeah, even my husband gets involved.
Yeah.
And recently he's been doing lots of the deliveries for us as well. So we all muck in together.
That leads me on to actually, what have you been doing during lockdown? Because you have certainly been doing deliveries and selling through Facebook, selling online. What sort of things are you doing?
Yeah, my daughter really, she was very much like, I'm sure we can do something, Mum, on Facebook and Instagram. And I must admit, Instagram is not a medium I've been tending to use, but I know the younger age group tend to use that, and it surprised me. Probably a lot of people use Instagram. It's brought me back up to speed with social media. It's been a nice way, rather than doing it through a website where it can sometimes get a bit staid because I've tried it that way in the past and mm-hmm. it didn't work for me. The social media way of selling is much more instant, and I found it's given me different ways to photograph things and look at product and try and see it in somebody's home and show the customer that way. And certainly social media has helped me.
Good. Tremendously. Good. I had a chat with one of our traders earlier on about the differences with Facebook and Instagram, and everybody has said actually Facebook is the main way of getting their business out there, but we were laughing at how Instagram is for the younger ones, definitely, but all us oldies are still on Facebook and we're all your customers.
Yeah.
So stick with it. We love your Facebook posts. What I've noticed about your page is it does generate a lot of chat, doesn't it? You get a lot of really great, lovely comments and feedback from people.
It is lovely, yeah. We've got such loyal customers, and they've been introducing us to some of their friends, and it's really snowballed. And people do, and the same when they come into the shop. Sometimes, you know, we're not just a shop that just sells at you. We're there. We're interested in you as a person, and sometimes people, they come in to just say hi, and then they go again. But they know we're always there.
Yeah, yeah,
they need something.
Absolutely. So,
and we have missed that.
Looking, absolutely. Looking to the future, then, and we're going to be kickstarting Nantwich and encouraging people to come back in and shop in a safe way through making sure that they observe the social distancing procedures that everyone's putting in place. What kind of things are you going to be doing?
I'm hoping, all being well, we can open on Monday. And at the moment, we will only be able to have three people in the shop at one time. We have got markings on the floor, and we have devised a one-way system in the shop for people to follow around. It's very clear. At the front of the shop, I'm going to have hand sanitizer, and we will have another station near the till where you can hand sanitize as well. My shop's a sort of shop where people will want to pick things up, and it is trying to sort of encourage people to sort of look, and maybe we can help you pick something or get something. But I don't want people to be frightened and not come in because they're not allowed to go near. So yeah, we are going to have a screen at the front which a lot of other businesses are doing. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to be very protective of my customers and protective of ourselves and my staff. We're all going to be wearing the face screen.
Right, good.
So that, again, we're trying to protect everybody.
Yeah.
So it's going to evolve, isn't it, Liz? None of us know until...
Yeah,
we start doing it ourselves. It's okay. We go into other shops and we see what's going on. So I am watching what other big stores are doing, but it's trying to implement things like that in our store too.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Deliveries, still going to be doing some deliveries, are you? Or click and collect kind of thing?
Absolutely. Well, there's going to be, I don't believe everyone will come rushing out in one go. I'm certainly going to keep the Facebook and Instagram going every day. And I'll probably even do some little blogs as well so we can talk about goods. Because some goods you can't always photograph, you need to see them.
Yeah.
People will be able to do click and collect. And also, if you're a more vulnerable person and you really can't go out for any reason, being close to other people, then we're going to do some shopping slots for you. So you can contact us through Facebook and you get for like 15 minute slots, and you can come in, you'll have the shop to yourself.
Wow,
and
a good idea.
Give us a little heads up on what you're looking for, and we can direct you and help you. You can go back and sit in your car, we can package it all up and bring it out to your car for you, and off you go.
Lovely.
So we just got to be flexible.
Yeah.
And,
great way of doing it, though. If you've got somebody that needs to buy a few lockdown presents and gifts, and buy them all in one go, and get you and
job done.
So
you know, that's what we're hoping, that people will take us up on that.
Yeah.
So, and you know, we'll be doing that for the foreseeable future.
Good.
And again, with the Facebook and Instagram, people will be able to buy on there, and we're doing free deliveries into the town and go up as far as Sandbach. We do Crewe, Haslington. So, you know, we do fair, but obviously I just wait for a few deliveries in that area.
Yeah.
And most people will hang on till like the weekends, and it's got to be viable.
Good, good. And opening times, are they going to be sort of flexible at the moment, or have you got something in
mind? Well, I'm going to be opening a little bit later than I would normally. Because I would normally open at 9:30, I'll be, I'm thinking around 10:30 start, and then we will close at 4:00. Then that allows us then to clean, do a deep clean in the evening, and if we've got any stock in the mornings, we can be doing sorting that out and moving around without worrying and moving into people and keeping it all moving. And
excellent.
So,
Well. Yeah. Good luck with it. I'm feeling positive about the people I've spoken to, the traders I've spoken to so far. There's a lot of signs of resilience and flexibility and positivity about opening up. And I think we've just got to hope that everybody comes in, respects the social distancing measures that you're all putting in place, and help us all to kickstart Nantwich. So thank you very much for your time, Corinne.
Thank you. No, thank you for inviting me. Thank you.
No worries at all. Take care. Facebook is Inside Paradise, isn't it?
Facebook is Inside Paradise, and Instagram is Inside Paradise Nantwich.
Thank you.
Yes.
Brilliant stuff.
Well, thank you very much.
Take care now. You're listening to Local Not Global, part of the Redshift Community Podcast Network. This podcast shares news, advice, recipes and insights from independent traders and food producers from Nantwich and surrounding areas of Cheshire. I am Liz Parkin, and Local Not Global is brought to you by In Nantwich, the small town with a big buzz. Follow In Nantwich on social media to keep up to date with what is going on in our floral market town.